Hello everyone, hope you're all doing great. I just wanted to share this with everyone quickly. You have to be very mindful with the food you eat if you struggle with mental health issues. Like, I have an extremely good diet because I used to do lots and lots of boxing, so I had to have it for that. But the second I ate an unhealthy meal, I'm not joking, within an hour or two, my mind would really quickly go to a dark place, even if I felt well after I trained or something. And I didn't believe it because I heard this years before about eating lots of bad food can actually have a really bad impact on your mental health, but it really seems to be true because ever since I've been aware of this for the last year or two, every single time I start eating really bad junk food, I feel really down, so it's just something I think you should be really mindful of. And I literally didn't believe the concept of it whatsoever when I first heard it like 2 or 3 years ago, but it really is true. And the other thing you've got to remember too in life is always believe in yourself. Everyone else's opinions literally are irrelevant, good or bad, in terms of what you're doing. So just remember that. Because if you're following what's true, you can't let it be impacted by other people. Because even if you're doing well at something, they might want to lead you down a direction that they know, but it might not be the right one for you. And negative people normally just hate you because you're doing something they can't do. But yeah, I love you and enjoy these stories. I'm still not 100% well, but I'm a lot better. So thank you for all the kind comments. I'll speak to you all soon. So I was a wildlife firefighter back in the day in Arizona. I worked in a forest that was generally popular with a lot of recreation in the northern proportion. But I worked on the southern area of the forest, and that was really remote. It barely had any roads or campgrounds. So if you wanted to recreate there, you had to go work for it. Now, the fire crew I was on had two duty stations, one in a small town where the rest of the forest employees worked out, and one that was about 2.5 hours away up a windy road. The remote dusty station had an old Forest Service ranger station, and a newer double-wide trailer that was recently put in. When I worked to this place, it had no cell reception. When my crew and I weren't working, we were playing horseshoes and watching movies. They did eventually add a cell phone booster, which sadly made people go on their phones all day. So for my story, I want to keep it pretty simple, but my supervisor from that crew had experienced some weird things working up there. There was one night he told me he was cowboy camping, which is sleeping outside with no tent. Imagine the spiders. And he kept getting a weird musky drop-off liquid on his face. Now he's really in the middle of nowhere, and he kept looking around and yelling, and no one's around him. He told me he wasn't even below a tree, so it's not tree sap. He never slept outside again, which leads me to believe how weird the experience was for him, because he loved being outside. Now for my story. I had other interesting experiences at a remote duty station, but this one was scary. It was on the night of 4th of July, and we weren't on a fire, so the crew was playing horseshoes, having a good time. Everyone went to bed pretty early because we were going to a PT hike the next day. I had my own small room in a double-wide trailer, and my bed was situated next to a big window. I started to doze off, but felt awake. I then hear one of my co-workers outside my window asking me to come out. I was laying down, facing the window and don't look up, but I felt their presence by the window. I felt as though something tall was looming over from outside. They kept beckoning for me and I said no. Pretty quickly, their voice became very deep and angry. They started swearing at me to get out. It was almost a demonic voice. I lay there frozen, not wanting to move a muscle. They yell at me, and eventually, it stopped and I fell asleep. I woke up the next day and asked why my co-workers were out there, but they look so confused when I tell them this. They say that none of them were up that day, it was only me. I'm used to having spirits around, I've always believed in them, and they're pretty much normal for as long as I can remember, But they've never terrified me. I remember my grandmother talking about spirits when I was little. My oldest son, before he deployed to Afghanistan, had the uncanny ability to tell me when someone was gonna die. And I've had my own personal spirit friend I called Fred for as long as I can remember. But this building is completely different. I've never had any place give me such creepy vibes. Now, it's crazy in this one. I could have the heat up to 80, but my fingers are so cold that I can't even type, and my nose is left constantly running. Now, it's night shift. No one gets in or out without the door chimes going off. I've heard someone sneeze in the hallway out the side of my office. I hear chairs scrape across the floor in the squad room when I know I'm the only person there. I've seen one apparition, a blonde-haired girl with grey sweats pull up to her knees, and a white cotton-up shirt, blonde hair with dark roots girl with tennis shoes. I've seen her pure as day. Now, I've seen them walk from the bathroom to the squad room with her hands across her face. I literally thought someone was in the building, so I called an officer. Now, there's only one way in and out, and I know she didn't go past me. We found no one. Now I work for a tribal police department in Oklahoma, so this was all Indian land at some point. But that wouldn't explain the girl I saw. I work the night shift, and I've learned the normal sounds of the building, like the ice machine or the wind blowing through the attic. But some nights, this place just gives me icy chills. Just that feeling you shouldn't be there. And I've heard my name being called. Sometimes my middle name, which is really creepy. We've had a couple who worked here and have been terrified and left without even saying why. Now, every other place I've worked, I've always had the same little what I call Fred pranks, where drinks or pens disappear and I find it somewhere else. But I never had anything like that happen in that place. I posted quite a few times about my experiences, but I somehow glossed over my time in high school when I worked as a bag boy at a local supermarket. I grew up in a farm town, and the only place you could get groceries, besides a grossly overpriced Shopko on the edge of town, was a family-owned supermarket, Robertson's. The Robertson's family was very active in the community, but had a reputation from misery to straight up being evil, depending on who you ask. If you ask me and the rest of the bag boys, it had a dark aura about it. Many features contributed, like the vaulted ceilings in the back room, the creaking floors in the upstairs offices, and the door hidden behind a pile of old shelves that seemed to lead under the loading dock. Now, the worst of the Robinsons was Ryan. He was too old to handle business decisions, but was too stubborn to let his tube-topping son take it out of his hands. So he spent his days shuffling around the floor, antagonizing the bag boys at every turn. He would moan at us if we clocked in 1 minute early. He'd moan at us for standing at the cloak with a minute left on our shift. He moaned at us about our laziness the second we weren't moving stuff. I always joke that he's a vampire. He refuses to die. Why else is there never a call over the intercom for kids who lost their parents? One night, my suspicions are reinforced. Ryan had showed up at 9 to take care of some of the office work upstairs. With all of our closing duties done, my partner for the night and I are lollygagging the stockroom, right at the foot of the office stairs. When 10 rolled around, it's time to close. I figured I'd let Ryan do the locking up. I started up the stairs and realized it's dark. I got to the top and look around. Not a single light in the offices is on. We had stood at the bottom of the stairs the whole time, and Ryan hadn't passed us. Even when Ryan isn't looking scary, strange things happen upstairs. The exposed water pipes leading upstairs twang like somebody's hit them with a hammer. Footsteps on the creaky floor would always echo. All of this happens when the offices are pitch black too. Now one night, my partner and I freaked out by the noises and decided to spend the remainder of the shift lapping the store. As we were walking perpendicular to the aisles, a can of green beans halfway down the vegetable aisle suddenly fell off the shelf. We put it back on the shelf and start walking again. We don't think much of it. Then, two aisles down, another can falls off. This time, as I put it back there, a can 15 feet down the aisle flew off the shelf. We left that one sitting there and huddle around the cash register. And to top it off, a bag boy requested to be taken off of night shifts after an experience he has in the break room. The break room had two small bathrooms, male and female. Now he's taken his food break when he heard a baby crying from the woman's bathroom. He'd been in there for 5 minutes already and not seen anyone come in. Definitely not with a baby. He endures 10 minutes before he gets so concerned. He knocks on the door, repeats knock and questions, and gets nothing back. He finally is convinced that something dodgy is going on and left. I'm a 20-year-old college student who works part-time on weekend nights as a security officer on campus. My partner's a 22-year-old male student, same situation, same company and job. This experience is theirs. We're both currently on duty at different posts and they messaged me about it a few minutes ago. So my partner, I'll call him Jay, is currently working at the front desk on the fine arts building of the college. That building's on Broad Street, the main street of our city. It's around 3 a.m. at the time, and there's usually only going to be the occasional student coming in and out of the building, and a pedestrian on the street every now and then. Jay's security camera shows that the area just outside of the building, including footage of the dumpster, parking lot and sidewalk out front, which is well lit by street lamps since it's on Main Street. The cameras have about a 5-second delay, but show very smooth footage. Jay messages me and says, "I literally just saw a person dissolve on the camera system, like the wind blew them away. It wasn't any kind of screen or anything." Upon questioning him, they told me that they saw what appeared to be two figures wearing their hoods up, and they're almost identical walking together. They said only one of the figures dissolves, and that the one who was solid didn't seem to realize the other person was there. They didn't seem to be talking, and when the figure dissolved, they didn't seem to notice. The solid person's walk and cycles didn't glitch out when the other person's did, and they're off sync. The camera seemed to be working well. The figure didn't appear to glitch out or pop out of existence. It's described as almost dissolving into the wind. I'm wondering if anybody's had any similar experiences to this. So this happened after work this past Christmas Eve. I worked a later second shift from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. or until we're done. I should also mention that while the warehouse is in a nicer area, a couple blocks down it gets sketchy at night. We get done at around 2 a.m, so it's me and my one friend who are first out the parking lot, and we're standing there talking while we're warming up our cars. We were talking for about 5 to 10 minutes, and during this time, I saw a small sedan drive by slowly but didn't think much of it because it was a little icy out, and we figured they were just being curious. But then, I saw it slowly coming back down the road, came from west and pulled in, and parked in the parking lot across from us, which is strange because it's a welding shop parking lot, and no one's ever in there past 10 p.m, besides the police doing speed traps. At this point, I pointed out to my friend that this is weird, and they think the same. Then this big guy got out of the car. The other car that he's in drives off and he comes over to me and my friend, asking for a smoke. Now, thankfully he didn't talk to me, but as soon as I stepped back out of my car with the wallet in my hand, so I could use one of my cards to scrape the window, he called over to me. I don't want to be rude, even though something felt off about the situation, but I thought, hell, there's cameras everywhere. And I'm not really worried because everyone will be out in 10 minutes. Now I'm 6'4 and 180 pounds soaking wet, and the guy's a good bit bigger than me. I'm guessing 6'2 or 4, and a solid 250 pounds. He was trying to make small talk with me, asking me about what we do there, how it sucks that we have to work on Christmas Eve. Just random crap like that, but I got the feeling he was sizing me up. So, even though I have extreme social anxiety, same, and can usually barely make eye contact with people I know, I remembered my grandpa always telling me, if I'm in a sketchy situation with someone, just to stand tall, chest out a bit, and make direct eye contact the whole time. Especially do that whenever you look like you might be scared or nervous, so they know you're not worth messing with. I saw him looking down towards my wallet, so I took a small step back to make sure I'm in sight of the cameras. Then he said, Hey, could you give me a ride to my house? It's just down the road. I ran out of gas at the store and need to get back and I have no money. Now the grocery store, he said his car ran out of gas. The story keeps changing, and he come from another direction from the one he pointed at. I then remembered reading online somewhere that around the holidays, people will do whatever they can to get someone to give them a ride, then force them to go back to their house and rob them. Now I know I'm not gonna have this, so I walk backwards towards my car. I know that I have a giant utility knife under the seat and tell him I'm good and to please get off the property. And he's like, come on man, it's Christmas Eve, looking annoyed. At this point, I'm at my car and he can see me reaching under the seat. He then turns to walk away into an alley block. Then I go over to my friend's car and tell him what happened. And he said the dude was trying to get him to give him money for the smokes. And then he tried to get him to give him a ride at the ATM machine. 2 days later, there's a picture of the same guy on the local police department's Facebook asking for information on him because he's wanted in relation to armed robberies and burglaries.